Today's episode of The Mom Game is brought to you by our friends at Gateway Buick GMC at LBJ and Jupiter. I know that buying a car can be stressful, but not at Gateway because their slogan is, Gateway's got it. And just what does that mean? Well, it means Gateway's got a wide selection of new Buicks, GMCs, and GM-certified used vehicles, all competitively priced. Gateway's got it. In these busy times, you want a car dealer who makes things easy and convenient. Well, guess what? Gateway's got it. When you log on to gatewaybuickgmc.com, look for the Shop, Click, Drive button. This allows you to shop from the comfort of your home, and who doesn't want that? In fact, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, select your vehicle. 2, create your offer. 3, schedule your delivery. And on top of all this, Gateway Buick GMC offers complimentary car washes for life. So when you want a dealer who has it all, Gateway's got it. You can find them online at gatewaybuickgmc.com or shop in person at LBJ and Jupiter. GMC, we are professional grade. Experience the new Buick.
Experience new Buick and experience
some Golden Chick. I have to tell you about what Golden Chick has going on. Yes. Okay. 3, 2, 1. And now I have to tell you about our friends over at Golden Chick and some cool stuff that they have going on. Right now, you can get the Sweet Heat Inspired Hot Honey Sriracha Sauce. It is right now through September 1st, coated atop Golden Chick favorites like crispy hand-breaded wings and the ever-popular Golden Tenders for a fiery flavor experience. So Golden Chick did something really cool for this. They went straight to the source and asked their loyal brand followers via social media to vote on what sauce they wanted to see on the menu. It's the first time that they've done something like this. They offered their online followers a variety of unique new flavors, and they overwhelmingly selected the new hot honey sriracha as the one that they wanted to see. And so now they can see it on the menu. It's the Swahit sauce. It was crowned the winner, and it combines the bold flavors of garlic and red chili peppers with sweet honey, which helps balance that spice out. Alongside the new sauce flavor, Golden Chick will also debut a first of its kind combo meal, the Swahit combo, with 3 delicious wings. You think that's funny?
Is it Swahit or is it Sweet?
Swahit.
What is
that's the play on words.
Swahit.
Because it's sweet, but it's heat.
Swahit. Okay. Swahit. I thought this whole time you were saying it wrong. I thought it was like, you know how you say like sweet?
Like you thought I didn't know how to say sweet?
No. I just thought
Swahit. It's like literally spelled out. S-W-E-dash-heat.
Swahit.
Swahit. Yes.
Okay, got it. All right, sorry, finished.
You're fine.
Sorry, Golden Chick.
Golden Chick loves it.
They do.
The Swahit sauce was crowned the winner of this. It combines the bold flavors of garlic and red chili peppers with sweet honey, which helps balance the spice. Alongside that new flavor, Golden Chick will also debut a first-of-its-kind combo meal. That's that Swahit combo, Emily, with 3 delicious wings and 2 100% tenderloin tenders. It's covered in the hot honey sriracha sauce, served with a fresh baked roll, savory southern-style side, and 30-ounce beverage. They have so many delicious menu items. Get something for you and the whole entire family. I know that Emily and I love going to Golden Chick after sporting events on a Saturday when you have those hungry kids. You drive through that drive-through and you can get something for the kids and for yourself. You can go inside and get some free ice cream, too.
Oh,
nice little mom hack at Golden Chick. Tag a picture or tag us on social media when you go to Golden Chick and let us know that you've stopped by. Thank you so much, Golden Chick, for your support of The Mom Game.
Swahit! Welcome into the Coppola Studios for episode 224 of The Mom Game. I'm Emily Jones. She is Julie Dobbs. And we are excited to have one of my faves in studio today. She is Claire Smith. I say wife of Josh Smith, but Josh claims that he's husband of Claire Smith.
And I like to remind him that I was the girlfriend of Josh Smith for a long time. So I'm like, let me.
But
no, he loves it.
I know. So we have a ton to talk about with you. We're just bringing you along for the whole show. So we may deviate here and there or whatever, but excited to have you in studio and get to know you a little bit better. Your story, Josh's story. And so let's start there. Like, how did you two meet? Where'd you grow up?
We both grew up in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we're from the same hometown, and we went to high school together. Well, he went to the brother's school, I went to the sister's school, but they were a block from each other. So
okay.
We went to the same high school, but we met like it was the Get Acquainted dance going.
Get Acquainted dance.
Into freshman year. So it was like even the week before school had started.
Okay. And yeah. So y'all were going into high school freshman year. And that was called the Get Acquainted dance?
Because you're called Get Acquainted.
Like, for the record, Claire is way younger than me. Younger than Julie, but way younger than me. Which is a lot of the reason because I could probably be your mom, like age wise.
And I always say,
how old are you?
26.
100% I could be her mother. I'm about to be 47. But you're just like this, you're everything that I'm not. Like, you're like the girliest girl, like the bows and you're just the girliest girl. And I'm just not the girliest girl, which is why I want to tell you just right fast, already deviating. So I have this outfit on. So
she didn't let you tell us.
No,
I didn't
tell
us
much. Sorry. No,
but I all met. Sorry. Did she?
I promise I'm gonna let you talk.
How about me? My outfit though.
We'll get back to that.
Like, we'll get back to how you met.
That would be something I would do.
And then Get Acquainted dance.
Ask the question, but let me tell you about my outfit.
But it's so funny because it's so like self-deprecating. So I walk out this morning and my husband goes, "Oh, are you wearing that?" And I was like, "Yes." And he was like, "Honey, there's a lot going on there. Like, does that match?" And I was like, "Honey, we're having Claire Smith on today."
Oh my God.
And I feel like I need to like up my fashion game and not just wear like something white, black, or beige. And so I was like, I feel like I'm kind of stepping out. I've
you
got
did
stripes.
It. Pattern on pattern. It's a thing now. You have the navy in the navy.
Thank you. So thank you.
Sorry,
so
husband.
I wore this outfit. Like I don't even know if I've ever worn an outfit like for my husband, but for you, I wore this outfit.
I'm honored.
Because I'm trying to be like as young and hip and stylish as I possibly can.
I'm honored.
So, okay, back to the Get Acquainted dance. Is
Get
that
Acquainted.
What they called it?
Yes.
Okay.
It was, I can't remember if it was just freshmen. I really want to say it was just incoming freshmen.
Okay.
So it was literally Get Acquainted. Here is the boys to the girls. Like,
okay.
Because we weren't going to school every day, but I mean, all of our sporting events were together.
Yeah.
But we met then, but we didn't date for another 2 years. We started dating the summer before our junior year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what was that like?
Well, was he like high school was great.
Yeah. Was he like big baseball guy in high school?
Yes. He was, and I had absolutely no idea about baseball. Like, when I tell you I used to go to these games, I didn't even realize he was good. Like, people would talk about him. My dad would, like, show me articles. I'm like, I don't know. I would do my homework at his games. Like, I was totally unfazed. Like, I had no idea. Like, I remember when he verbally committed to LSU. I'm like, that's stupid. What is a verbal commit? I'm like, you didn't sign anything? I'm like, I don't get it. Like, that doesn't sound impressive. I'm like, I don't. Because, like, I mean, I came from a family of all girls. And my dad, he was a sports guy in terms of, like, LSU football to go to the games and then golf.
Okay.
Like, we woke up in the morning, it was golf. It was not ESPN and.
Right.
Following everything and stats and everything.
Literally, yeah. Josh brought me to my first LSU baseball. It was like a scrimmage in high school. And I was like, whoa. Like, this is boring, kind of. But then it's much more fun whenever you're watching somebody that you know, obviously.
Right.
But yeah, no, we dated in high school. And then I went to TCU my freshman year. And then that's when it kind of, I broke up with him because I thought I was like running away and I was going to different college. He was staying home. Mm-hmm. And then, like, 2 months, I was like, never mind.
Okay.
And then, but he played the game with me.
Yeah, like, you dumped me. You can't just come get me.
Oh, to this day, if you bring up the story, he's like, well, she broke up with me. I'm like, yeah, but you wouldn't get back together with me.
Right.
So, I think.
Okay.
I think yours wins.
So, how long was the breakup?
Oh, my gosh. We broke up for summer, but then a month into college, it was our family weekend. I remember my parents were there. They were leaving at the airport, and I was like, oh my God, I don't like this. I was homesick. So that was also a factor too.
Yeah.
Is that like, I mean, we didn't date all of high school, but I feel like we were always around each other to where I'm like, it was just a weird feeling for me. So yeah, no, we went up and down for 2 years and then we finally got back together like steady before junior year. I guess junior year was like a thing for us because in high school and college, that's what happened. And then a year later he proposed.
A year later.
It was a year.
And you're babies.
Babies.
But how old were you when you got married?
He proposed when I was 21.
Oh, my God.
And I walked down the aisle at 22.
Holy smokes.
No, it was nuts. Like, I think about it and I'm like, the way it worked out, I'm very thankful for the timing of it. But no, I felt like a peanut walking down the aisle. I was like, I feel like I still have to ask my dad for permission for things. And then here I am. Like,
right.
Yeah, but he got drafted out of after his junior year. So his whole senior year, my senior year, he was in adult world. So he kind of grew up really, really fast that year. And he just was so ready.
So when he went to when he went to pro ball. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. And then for you guys, you decided, you're married. So you live together, right?
Well, that was another thing. Like I said, I came from all girls. My dad was stricter. He was strict. I had a strict dad. I could go visit Josh, but I had to always have family there. Like I couldn't just go see him. So it's like we had that.
Yeah.
Where it was like, what do we want to do? And I think that was what made us go through the roller coaster during college, is that we both knew that we would end up together. So that was so scary, being so young and knowing that was definitely the route or the driver for all the back and forth.
Maybe y'all wanted to have some experiences.
Yeah. And it's not like we didn't.
Yeah.
Like we talked we didn't go longer than 2 weeks without talking or seeing each other. So it wasn't we didn't date for 2 years. Like we were constantly, I would literally go to all of his baseball games. Not all of his baseball games, that's ironic. Like I would go to his games and important things whenever we weren't dating, because I was I know we're going to end up together and I don't want to miss out on this. Like I don't want, you'd have to tell me about these things one day.
Right. Did he know you were there?
I mean, sometimes I would be crazy about it, but other times I was tamed.
So you're secret psycho stalker.
Girl. His parents would be we got an extra ticket. Come sit with us. The families were against Josh. Everyone was Josh, you're stupid. His family was on my side. His dad one time threatened to cut off his credit card because he kept breaking up with me during college. And he was like, can you, we all know how this is going to end up, so can you just stop being dumb?
Right.
I think it was just LSU baseball, and he was starting, and he was doing well, and he was obsessed with his friends. To this day, they have the best friend group, which obviously he had that in high school too, but I just think he just loved his life, that he was just trying to soak it up.
Yeah.
And I got put on the back burner for a little bit.
But now you're on that front burner, girl. You are on.
Yeah,
that.
Well, now it turned out great.
It worked out.
Yeah.
It was short-lived.
We always say, high school, it was my finger that he was wrapped around. College, it was his finger I was wrapped around. And then now it's okay, it's even.
We don't need to wrap around anyone's finger. No more wrapping.
Oh, my God. We are so thankful for those phases because.
Oh, yeah.
One, we probably wouldn't have gotten married that young. And two, we just needed that. We needed that.
Yeah. But y'all, there's not a whole lot. Tell me if I'm wrong, especially younger players in pro ball like that. There's not a lot that are married.
Honestly, no.
And if they are, did you travel with him from the beginning, from jump?
Yeah. When we got married. So he did short season, and then the year after that was COVID.
Okay.
And then I traveled the next year.
Okay.
Because we got married that January of that year that I started traveling. And spring training was postponed, so we left in March.
Okay.
End of March.
Yeah.
So I started traveling right away because I had the time because I was in a gap year for school because I was going to dental school at that point. Had been accepted. We were looking at apartments. I was in school. So I knew I was going. So I knew I just had this 1 year. I was I'll just travel with him. It'll be fun. Or it was technically 6 months.
Right.
Not even 6 months. March to July.
Okay.
Or June.
Right.
Yeah, I started traveling with him.
And so then after he started doing well, you're like, okay. Well, wait, when did the whole, you're a social media,
Okay, I had no intention. Well, we started a YouTube channel whenever we got engaged. But I had always said I wanted to do that and eventually, show minor league life.
Yeah.
Travel. But I never was I want to do this as a job. I still wanted to go to dental school. I still wanted to do all that. I just wanted to show it what it was like when I was there. So we did that, but I had no intention of that ever being a career.
Right.
Which, I stopped that now. But during my gap year when I was traveling with Josh, TikTok was a thing. So then I also was doing the YouTubes, but I was also posting minor league life when there and just sharing. And then I met one of the other, my first minor league wife, or maybe the second one. I don't know, but I had never met another girl that was full-time traveling.
Okay.
So it was spring training, and then when Josh got sent to, what was it, high A, low A? Low A. I met a wife, and she was full-time traveling. And I was like, what, how do you do this? Like, how are you doing this?
Right.
Like, how does it work? Because that was the whole thing of why I wanted to film it and post about it. Because I'm like, no one knows how it works. Yeah. Because you don't see any life prior to the big leagues.
Right.
It's all like, oh, now this is what it looks like. And everyone thinks it's some luxurious life, and it's not.
In the minor leagues, it's definitely not.
I had
not.
My fair share of mom. Go pick me up. But no, I met her, and she literally is the reason why I started traveling with Josh full time. I postponed dental school. That's when I started taking social media more seriously. And by the time it came to like do dental school again, I was like, I didn't have to.
Right.
So I was like, thank you. Yeah. Hey, this worked out.
Yeah. And it's just, it goes to show like this day and age, like, because it, like sometimes when I ask Hattie what she wants to be, like, she's like, I want to be a content creator and influencer. And I'm like, what the fuck?
The marketing or the degrees that I hear, I have a freaking biology degree.
You do.
So when I try to do something, I'm like, God, I wish I had like knowledge.
Yeah.
And I don't, but like people will message me now. I feel like a lot of people have these projects where they need like someone to like interview like a little bit. And it's like their marketing degree is like social media, content creation.
Right.
Or like that's a concentration in their marketing degree. And I'm like, if only?
Right.
I'm like,
but you figured like it out.
Colleges are teaching this.
Oh, 100%.
But it's like they market
it. Who are the professors of content creation?
It's more like marketing, digital marketing for like a brand, not yourself, but you could easily use it as yourself.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
If I went back, I would do that.
Yeah.
I would go into photography. I mean, I would do
all different
not
things.
Not freaking
there's
biology.
Just a lot. There's a lot more opportunities now for me.
Oh my gosh.
And there that's were why, like and
when Hattie
college.
Says that, and I'll be like, well, that's not our job. And look at Claire Smith.
I know. It can be, but I mean, I just feel like in the beginning, it's kind of like a minor league. Like you got to grind it out.
Yeah.
Where you eventually, that rare chance, it could be something.
Right.
Yeah. But no, I didn't plan for anything. It just happened.
Yeah.
Because during that year before dental school is when I signed with my management team. And then that's when I made the call. Like,
wait, how did you get a management team?
So I don't really know. I love them to this day. They used to be J1S. They're here in Dallas, but now they're Wasserman. Thank you. I love them.
Oh, I love Wasserman.
They had
anybody?
Hey.
Oh, looking for a management team over here.
They had, I think it was like a few wags. Like they had Rachel Gomber. I don't know if they had Rachel Gomber yet. She's wife of a Rockies player.
Yes.
But then they also had Allison Kutch and who it was another one. I'm blanking.
Okay.
But it was other wags. So I guess they had – and they were NFL, though. I guess I was kind of like in that same boat with them. So they reached out to me, and I was so skeptical. I was like, I don't want to give up.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't feel like I'm making enough yet to give up 20%.
Whoa.
I was like, I don't – in minor leagues, like, I was kind of helping us out.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you don't get paid anything.
Yeah.
Literally. And we hadn't had bought a house. We didn't have, like, off season. I was like, we're not living with our parents. I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
So that was that. But no, they were like, you should be making this much. And these should be your rates. And I was like, where's the dotted line?
Yeah.
Where do I sign?
Yeah. So it's been good?
Oh my gosh. From here on out, like, still, I'm like, how do you pull that? Like, they just, people just take you so much more seriously. And it looks more like a business relationship. And they made it a full-time job for me.
Right.
And that's when I was able to confidently make the call that I'm not going to dental school.
Okay.
But I told my papa, I was like, I'm just postponing it again.
Like, well, it'll always be there, right? I mean, that is true.
To this day, he's never asked me about it since. But I remember, like, when it first happened, he's like, when are you going back? I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, next year.
We have to figure it
out.
It's
really hard to explain to, like, parents and grandparents, especially, what you're doing, why you're not going to.
My sweet father, like, he's so good about it now. He loves it now. He'll literally be like, I'm Josh Smith's father-in-law. Like, oh, she's on social media. Oh, you should, like, he'll plug me.
Oh,
should follow her.
He'll plug me. But whenever it first happened, I was terrified.
Yeah.
To tell him, because he was like, what are you talking about?
Right.
He's like, what are you talking about? And thankfully, like, he was retired, but he started another company that was more fun for him. And so then he was like, oh, well, how do you do this about social media? Oh, well, what's this? I'm like, okay. Now you're interested. So I really think that like that made him seeing it from like a brand side. He understood it. And now
I will say this about you though. Like I feel like I feel like you are who you are on social media. Like there's some people I know that get on social media and I'm like, what? That's not you. That is not how you act. That is not how you talk. This is awkward because we're best friends or anything, but you've come across as very authentic, as very genuine, not so contrived, which I have, that's where I have the biggest problem with it just feels so like disingenuous.
Even being in the industry, I feel that all the time from people that I even follow that I even love.
Right.
I think for me, where I got lucky is that I chose to do lifestyle from the beginning. So like, I don't sit down on a Sunday or a Monday night and I'm like, let me plan out my reels for the week.
Right.
Let me plan out this. I literally am just sharing my life.
Yeah.
So I would say that it's easier for me because I just pick up my phone and start. Like, right. Oh, I'm doing this today. This is my outfit for today. And then I have the games every night. So like, that's a whole another round of content that's easy to film. So I feel like it's so much easier for me to be real and actually me on camera.
Yeah.
Because I'm literally just filming your life. Like, yeah. Nothing. There's no rocket science.
Yeah.
I know. But like for me, like what I'm like, I am so awkward on social media. Like if I have to shoot like a selfie or something, I'm just like, oh my, like I'll end up shooting like 25 and then I hate all of them. And then it makes me so.
They started doing this thing now where it's like, a year ago today, 5 years ago on TikTok. I'm like, oh, don't show me that. Ew. I'm like, why, Claire? So, I mean, this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
okay, so tell us, because Emily's obviously very familiar with you. Yeah. And I follow you. I followed you for a while. I talked to you on the radio a couple years ago, I'm sure you don't remember, but it was back whenever I was with The Ticket. But for people that don't know, so how do you explain what you do? And then maybe just tell us what accounts, I guess, you use the most, kind of how do we find you? How do we follow? What are you doing every day?
Okay, so I started off doing YouTube. Do not do that anymore. So much more work. If you do YouTube out there, like, bless your soul. Like, it is so much effort. Like, I feel like it's this. There's so much behind the scenes to the content you're putting out.
Yeah.
And I knew if I wanted to be long term, I'm like, that's not going to last.
Yeah.
So I am mainly on Instagram and TikTok, and I just do lifestyle. I share baseball live. I also go into like the fashion side where I share like my outfits, baseball outfits. I call them like OOTGs, like outfit of the games. And then like my girly style goes into the baseball outfits, but then I also have like my other outfits as well.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like it's an overall very girly platform, but also is in the sport industry. So I feel like sometimes those two don't mix.
I feel like you found a good little,
a good little
medium. Yeah.
So then people, and then you do the like to know it so people can.
Yes. So
buy the things like you're wearing kind of deal.
Yes. There's LTK where I can link an outfit.
Oh, is that not like to know it?
No, that is.
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It used to be like to know, but now they just shortened it to LTK, like, which is like to know. There's so many other commissionable platforms. Like there's Amazon, there's Revolve. Like Revolve is like my biggest.
You went to that big thing.
Yeah, Revolve.
That's where all the Bachelor girls.
Yes. I was like,
they're all Revolve girls.
In shock. Well, I was there because I'm a brand ambassador for them. So like, I wasn't just invited because I was like, cool, like my sales got me there.
Which, but that's still cool.
Don't get me wrong. I was like, oh my God, pinch me.
Yeah.
So you went to a big event?
Yeah, so they have, like, their mini Coachella event. It's when Coachella's happened. Like, all these brands have their own little mini parties and after parties and just events during Coachella weekend so that when you're not at the festival, you can come to their brand event. So, it's genius.
Yeah.
But Revolve has theirs, like, all weekend long. They have a hotel. They, like, put you in the hotel.
Cool.
So the event's in the back lawn. So you're never really leaving and... So I did that, yeah.
Okay.
It looked really, really cool.
Oh, my God, it was so cool.
So did you meet some of those Bachelor girls? Or, like, who all did you meet? I guess it's just
My pride and joy meeting was Pookie and Jet.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if y'all know who Pookie and Jet is.
Who is that?
I know Pookie from, like, what was
you
that?
You have got to have heard the word Pookie.
Snooki?
Yeah, that's who I'm thinking of.
No, she's the quite opposite.
Snooki.
She's a classy lady.
Okay, I don't know.
There's this Georgia. You haven't heard anyone, like, do, like, the meme of, like, using Pookie, you're looking absolutely fire. Oh, my
God. So old.
Quintessential Pookie outfit.
Oh my God, Claire.
Anyway, they're like
so old.
I've seen people talking about Taylor Swift calling her Pookie.
No, like famous people, these A-list celebrities have used their sounds, and it's like Pookie's looking. Basically, it's a Georgia couple.
Okay.
And the guy is just the most southern.
Okay.
Traditional guy ever, and the girl always has these really cute outfits, and his nickname for her is Pookie.
Okay.
So they started doing these outfit videos, and he would like talk about her outfit.
Oh, cute.
And call her these like very big words, like that's a quintessential outfit, Pookie. Or this Pookie's looking at, I mean, this outfit is absolutely fire. People took and ran with it.
Okay.
Everyone has used the sound.
Okay.
So they use the sound on.
Yeah.
So if Emily and I wanted to be cool and make a Instagram something that
you could tell,
go viral.
You could tell.
Yes. Here we go. Right here.
You could call me could be like, oh, that's
perfect.
Yes.
Quintessential sugar
that
pants.
Outfit is quintessential Pookie.
No, we have to think of a new name.
No, but don't we have to say Pookie?
No. We are doing our own new thing that people are going to copy.
Oh.
Think of a better name.
Well, first, we got to get in the algorithm by saying the Pookie, right? And then we make our own.
Yes.
Pookie Bear.
I mean, like, these celebrities that you never thought would know. Because, I mean, like, they are just a couple.
Yeah.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Like, they're just.
Right.
But, I mean.
But they were there.
The opportunities and now, they have now.
Wow.
It's amazing.
That's crazy. You
know, so, like, I was, like, wanting to meet them.
Did you meet them?
Yeah.
You did?
Because she's a brand ambassador, which I don't know if she was there as an ambassador. I think she was now probably there as
Pookie
talent.
Yeah.
Because they blew up.
Wow.
But, like, so she goes on all the Revolve trips. But, I mean.
That's so crazy. Social media is nuts. Okay, we have more to get to, but we got to get in a couple sponsor reads. One that I think you would actually like, and they actually, when they reached out, they were like, could you hook us up with any pro athletes' wives? I was like, they all got people. But it's called Heartland Bread Company, founded by a former cancer researcher who couldn't find bread on store shelves that didn't contain harmful ingredients and chemicals. Formed as the only store shelf bread in Texas that is made with no chemicals, preservatives, oils, and is never frozen. Bread delivered fresh to store shelves from oven to shelf. 100% natural and delicious. A true Texan company with a real bakery in Dallas. Bread baked fresh daily except for Sundays. Over 180 stores you can find them in the DFW area and Austin. Whole Foods, Sprouts, Kroger, Albertsons, Tom Thumb, and Natural Grocers. It can also be delivered directly to your door by ordering online. Delivered to all 50 states, as a matter of fact. Owned by a current NBA president, former NBA player, and a current NBA coach, as well as a local real estate partner. So we are super happy to have Heartland Bread Company on board here on The Mom Game. I've tried some of their bread. You've tried some of their bread. They gave me a sample. They're testing out jalapeno cheddar bread.
Yeah. I need this for Josh.
So good. Okay, I'll hook you up. Heartland Bread Company. And how about this? We have a discount code. Baseball gets you any of their delicious loaves for just $4. Premium flavors, just a buck more. No limit. So use that promo code Baseball to get a discount from heartlandbreadco.com. And thanks to them for being a new sponsor here on The Mom Game.
Healthy, yummy bread.
Healthy,
and I
yummy
tried
bread.
I went to the website and the code works and you can just have it, like they said, delivered straight to your door.
Yeah.
Get your bread that way.
I wonder if they have the jalapeno cheddar out yet.
It says coming soon.
So good.
Or it did last week.
Dude, it's so good.
You're on the cutting edge.
Okay, so back to Pookie. but so how do you figure out, we're going to talk, we'll talk about Josh in a little bit. But how do you figure out like what you're going to do? Like, how does this whole thing work? Like being you're making a living being a content creator and an influencer.
It is really hard balancing it out, especially doing it and making it look organic because, I mean, every other week we're gone.
Right.
But then, like, you're having to film, submit, and post. And all three of those things could be happening when you're in different places. So I can't – so, like, if I have a brand deal due at the end of this month, you have to film it. Like, I probably have to film it now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it takes time. Like,
yeah.
It's not just, like, a quick film, send to the brand, they approve, and they're like, all right, good, within a week. It can take months sometimes.
Okay.
So I always try – no, not try. I do. It's, like, my role. I only film stuff at home. So that – and then I only post the actual content when I'm also at home.
Okay.
So that it looks organic. I mean, like, people are – you're like, oh, this – you're not in the same outfit as you were five stories ago.
Right.
I try to make it flow – But I just feel like it does better that way versus everyone knows I'm in Baltimore for an away series, but here's me using this honey that I have a brand deal for at home making eggs
right.
for breakfast. You know, like, I don't like that.
Yeah.
So I try to do it very organic that way.
Right. Hard. Like, a lot of mental math. Not,
well, and that's this, what, too, a lot of people think, yeah. like, oh, she's just an influencer. She's just a guy. Yeah. Like, that shit's hard. Like, I get freaked out if I did a deal with this company called The Retreat, okay? I go spend the night there. You know what I did? I sent all my shit to Ashley. And I'm like, will you please put this together? Because the thought of me spending time trying to create a reel
yeah.
makes me want to break out in hives.
It's, I mean, it's my least favorite part.
It's making that.
Well, because it's so fun that the second it turns serious and, like, you have to, like,
yeah,
make, I don't know, it just kind of. It does take some of the fun out of it because, I mean, I'm doing this for fun. Like, this is, yes, it's my job, but it's like the second you have a brand deal, it's like it gets serious. And it's like, oh, you can't say that one word. And I'm like, God. Like, yeah. it's very strict. Like, brands are very, very strict. So that can be a lot. Like, Sweet Josh, he's doing, he's been trying to do some brand deals this year.
I've noticed.
but we're doing one right now. And oh my God. He's like, I'm never doing this again. Like, this is so hard. And I'm like, yeah, thank you.
Yeah, like, validation.
It's not hard. He's just having a lot of back and forth with the brand of them wanting edits, which they have the right to do. And he's just not used to that. I'm like, yeah, this is what goes on.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's back and forth, yeah. change this little thing. Oh, no, you need to reshoot that whole thing. Actually, we changed our mind. You can't say that anymore. And then it's like, okay, well, then I have to refilm a third time. And they have the power to do that.
Right.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So he's going through that right now, and I'm like, mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, you edit this for me. I'm like, give me your phone.
Yeah.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Josh since you brought him up. I remember when he got called up, mm-hmm. your video, like the most legitimate freaking out of anyone I'd ever seen. It captured on camera. It was amazing. And then I got the chance to talk to you.
Yeah, I remember
in
that.
The
I was
stands.
Like shaking in the stands. I was like, who is this lady?
Because I saw Josh and I was like on the field and I was yeah. like, is Claire here? And he said yes, and he gave me your number.
Yes.
And I was like, hey, it's Emily Jones, and I was like, would you mind? And you're like, no, it's fine. I know. She's probably like, who is this old lady?
Both of our families, every single person we ever know is two rows behind, and they're all watching you. My dad's like, yeah, go, honey.
Aw, cute.
I'm like, because I film behind a camera.
Yeah.
Like, I can do this with y'all because it's like
casual. Know,
it's,
yeah.
It's intimate. But I mean, I film by myself. Like, when I'm talking to a camera, it's not in public.
Right.
So,
yeah. Okay, so you were awesome. You were super cute. But so Josh was not always with the Rangers. Mm-mm. He was drafted by the Yankees.
Yes.
And then we got him in the Joey Gallo trade.
Yes.
Which, by the way, Joey is now going to be a dad. And you didn't know Joey, but.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
He was, like, Hattie's obsessed with him. Like. Loves him.
Full
like
circle.
When we told her that he was going to be a dad, she was like, is he going to name it Hattie?
Oh.
I was like, I don't think so. I don't even know if it's a girl yet. Anyway,
that trade worked out.
The
now
trade
we have
worked
Claire.
Out. Well, we got Josh, we got Zeke. Who else was in that trade? Josh, Zeke.
Glenn Otto. And Trevor Hoover.
That's right.
He's in AAA.
Yeah. So what was the first trade like? Being a part of that?
We found it on Twitter. Like,
you
it
did.
Was one of those trades that you hear like, oh, they didn't know about it. They found out on Twitter. I'm like, no, yeah, that happened to us.
Really?
Josh wasn't playing that day. We were in upstate New York. And so I was like, I'm staying home. I was doing my skincare. I had a mask on. I was in my pajamas. I was relaxing. And his dad calls me, and all he says was, did you check Twitter? Did you see Twitter?
Oh, God.
And I just knew. I was like, oh, my God. But I was the one that was excited. Josh was the one that was a little – which he always told me, like, it's – like, being in the Yankees
– so hard.
Minor leagues is so hard to progress and move up.
Yep.
They're just slower because, I mean, their big league team was so good.
Right. And their philosophy, they signed big-name free agents.
Yeah,
they're not
– super old school.
They're not a draft and develop
no.
franchise. Yeah.
So whenever he was like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, woo, let's go.
Yeah.
But no, like literally found out that night. I ran to the game because I'm like, I can't text him during it was the middle of the game that I found out. I was like, I can't text him. I can't call him. I was like, I don't know if he knows yet. So I was like, I'm running to the game. So I ran and I see him and Zeke because him and Duran were together. They turn around and they're like, And I'm like, oh, okay, God, they're happy.
Aww.
I'm like, aw. And then the next day, packed up, gone, traveling to, I think we were going to somewhere in North Carolina, I think, or Arkansas.
Oh, okay, like on the road.
We did a lateral trade, and wherever they were on the road.
Okay.
So we were meeting them on the road, and we were just on our way. And
so crazy how that happened.
It was crazy. But thankfully, though, whenever he got bumped that year from to Double A to Frisco, they were also on an away series, and they were in Arkansas. So, like, our drive from I think we were in North Carolina. It was like a 15-hour drive.
Okay.
Thank the Lord that Josh's parents were with us. They were visiting us when he got bumped up, and they had drove to meet us. So, like, Josh was shipped out the next day. And then it would have been just me to pack up everything. And,
so they were there.
Like, he couldn't drive with me that time because it was so far. Like, they needed him to fly. And I'm like, thank God Josh's parents were there. So they drove me and all of our stuff. We shipped our car. And I was, like, in the back seat. I'm like, thank God.
Yeah. And that's what people, too, don't realize. Like, I mean, they see the big league side of things. But, even in the big leagues, you're completely – you could get traded at the deadline. You could get traded tomorrow. Like, it –
oh,
you don't know.
August or like but, July, yeah. Even we're like, ooh,
everyone
a little
is
nervous.
So crazy. Like, I know.
You never
everyone's
know.
On edge. Yeah.
You never know.
I know.
It's crazy because, like, everyone I feel like on this team is friends. So it's always like,
I know.
Your friends are leaving. It's
I know.
Depressing. It's
I know.
Well, you have a job like that, right? There's no other like group like of someone, girlfriends where someone could just get the call the next day and be gone. Like,
I had that last year
with the Reagans.
Yes.
Yes. You and Tori.
So
super tight.
When he got Bumped up. What's it called?
Called up.
Called up. See, that shows you right
We're
there.
We're gonna teach you about
that. That shows you right
yet,
there.
Girl.
Bumped up works. We all know what you mean.
When he got moved to Double A, that's when I met Tori Reagans, Cole Reagans. He's with the Royals now, and we were like
slaying
this,
it, by the way.
Like killing it.
I mean, love
killing
it. But so annoying. Stop
baseball
doing that against
is
us.
Is so like right place, right time.
Yeah.
Literally.
Oh, for sure.
So, like. Couldn't be happier for them.
But oh, yeah.
I miss them so much. But they're coming to see us this weekend, so it's okay.
That's right.
But, yeah, no, that's when I met Tori. And, like, she was, like, my baseball best friend. Like, we did everything together. We were together all the time. They debuted, like, a couple months apart from each other. So it was so fun. So, like, we did minor leagues. We did moves together. We lived together during spring training. And then we did debuts together. So, like, and then we did Big League Life together. So we did everything. But then last year, they got traded at the deadline. And that was my, like,
rip your heart out.
Like, we felt stable for a while, which to feel stable in baseball is, like, not a thing.
Yeah.
So, like, to have that and then have that pull, I was like, oh my God. It's like, it's a part of baseball life that's so hard.
Yeah.
Because you're with these girls. Like, I even think about the girls that I'm with right now. I mean, we were just in LA together, and then the boys were gone. We came home, and the girls that we were with in LA, like, this next day, we were working out together. The next day, I was making dinner together. We're going to work out. Like,
yeah.
We see them every single day.
Well, because that's another thing people don't realize, whether it's minor leagues or big leagues, is they're gone so incredibly much.
Yes.
Like, and at some point, it's like, do you really want to, you know, because you're flying commercial on most trips, like, do you really want to make the trip from, you know, Kansas City to Seattle and then back to Dallas? Or is it just, you know, maybe just pick one city? I mean, there's just a lot of time. And especially when you're in a town where you just got kind of inserted into because you just came from this other town when you were in the minor leagues, and you're relying on those women to be your friends and your source of comfort and all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're just kind of thrown into those friendships. And I think this group is really lucky.
This group is so lucky. But even last year too, the whole time that I've been on the Rangers, like, it's been, and like, everyone vocalizes how lucky we are. Like, even I remember last year at the end of the season last year, I think it was after the big party that we had at Albernaz.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We were all like wine, you know, and everyone's like, the older girls were like, y'all are, we were all sobbing because everyone was about to leave, and the older girls, like the vets, were like, y'all are so lucky. Like, this is amazing that y'all are all so, not like y'all, like, we're not a part of it, that we have this group that is so, so close.
Yeah. Well, and winning a World Series kind of helps that for sure.
Oh, yeah. I mean, for sure. But, like, even, like, to
oh,
the,
yeah,
like
yeah,
before
yeah.
that, it was just – it's just so nice to have – I mean, obviously, like, you have baseball friends. Like you said, you just get thrown into it. Like, you don't get to pick your friends up here.
Yeah.
You know? It's like you make the most of it. And that's why also everyone, like, gets along. It's because you're all going through the same thing. And it's like, why – have problems when you know you're gonna be together every day. So everyone just gets along. And I think everyone does really well at that part with the Rangers. But then it's like, it's so sad.
I know.
I know. Changes.
I know. And it is. It's such a good group. It's a good group of dudes, and it's a great group of wives. And I said this to Julie after the World Series run, because I, you know, after COVID, like it took so long for things to get back to normal to where the job that I did previous to 2020, I felt like it was a completely different job than I did in 21, 22. And, you know, at that 23, I finally felt like it was normal. And part of that, like, one of the joys for me was like getting to be on that postseason run and getting to know you guys better and to see the way y'all were with each other and to see the families eating breakfast and the way they are with their kids. And to me, that was like, that made me feel like normal again. It made me feel like that was I didn't know if I'd ever have that again before I retired.
It's so crazy to me to see the dads on an away series just be a dad in the morning.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Before they go to the field, I'm like, I mean, I know that we do that because, I mean, I have Josh, and, like, you know, we're normal outside of the field. But it's, like, to see other people, like, because we don't have children yet. So it's, like, to see the dad who's, like, that's the best pitcher on our team. And he's a little intimidating walking out of the locker room. But here he is throwing his kid in the pool. And you're, like, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And it's, like, even it's, like, you still have to, like, remind yourself that, like, these are just normal people outside of the field. And I feel like with the girls – like, these friendships outside of the field are actual real friendships.
Yeah.
You know, like, they're not just like, oh, if you leave tomorrow, like, it was just fun while you were here.
Yeah.
No, like, I would keep in touch with a lot of girls on this team.
Yeah. It's, they're a lot of fun. It's such a good group. First of all, what's Josh's contract situation? So, like, how, you talked about the stability.
Okay, I'm learning.
Okay.
So, we're still pre-arb.
Okay.
But he could be a super two this year.
Okay.
At the end of this year.
Look at you.
It depends on everyone
super
else.
Super two.
I know. It depends on everyone else and, like, how it falls at the end of the year. So we could go into arbitration next year.
Okay.
But you never
know. Yeah. Okay, you brought up kids. Are y'all? Yeah. Is that – I always get scared.
No, I don't care.
People. Okay.
I'm always like, oh, I'm whatever. Very vocal about it. No, we're just not ready yet.
No, you're not ready yet.
Yeah. Okay, eventually. Well, like I said, we're 26.
26. Yeah. I didn't have my first
We
baby.
Just are doing, like, normal things I feel like you do when you get married. Like, we just bought our first house, and, like, I'm decorating it. And, like, we're just – I've said we felt stability, like, when we first – like, when he first debuted. But it's – now it's like, okay, if we did have kids now, it would be fine.
Right.
But it's like, now I want to enjoy this phase a little bit.
Sure.
And then have babies.
That's smart. Yeah. So, the rest of your life for that.
I was joking with Maddie Seeger, and I was like, if y'all stay in Dallas during off season, like, I would sign a contract with y'all, like Smith and Seeger contract, that I'd have babies now. Or whenever y'all want to go, I'd have babies now.
That is hilarious.
And she was like, Claire, like, she looked at me like, are you stupid? Like, we're on a 10-year deal. And I was like, no. I meant, like, Seeger, Smith. Like, family contract.
Right. So funny.
Take all of that.
Babies. Incredible. She is.
I don't know.
We had her on a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
She's just so fun and so kind. And
yes. That's, like, I feel like one of the reasons, like, the veteran wives are so – they're the good ones.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
That you hear horror yes. Like, you hear horror stories about – being on different teams where, like, the veterans are very old school, which, like, I mean, that's what they know.
Yeah.
But these girls are just so welcoming. They don't make you feel like you're not a contract or, like, a baby
below
or
them.
A rookie.
Yeah.
Like, they're just – everyone's the same. And Tara Simmons the other day, like, oh, I'm having a pool party. Y'all come over. Like, you know, it's just – Maddie's always planning dinners. And I feel like –
Well, and I feel like it's that way with the boys too, because, like, I'm talking to Marcus. Marcus is like, we don't do that shit. We don't play like you got to earn this. He was like, it's so fucking hard to get here, to stay here, to be successful here. Why on earth, if these guys are on our team that are trying to help us win, would we make it harder on them than it has to be?
Yeah.
And I will tell you, after doing this for 20 years, that was not the way it was always. It was. Definitely not that way. And so it's just kind of, I think the game has evolved. And I think with that, like, the guys take that home to to you guys. And then it's just a more accepting and inclusive place. And y'all do have a really good group.
The only thing that Josh got was they used to call him TikTok. TikTok, where's your TikTok wife? Like, literally.
Oh, yeah.
That was the only thing. So whenever, like, at first he was like, don't film. And then we got over it and he was like, nah, film that.
Wait a minute. And he likes it. So like,
now he likes it. I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because I do that Ranger Most Likely. And like, it's like Ranger Most Likely. Yeah, to, and it'll be like the Ranger Most Likely to, you know, be an actor. And everybody's like, Josh Smith. Everybody's like, Ranger Most Likely to, go to a Taylor Swift concert by himself. Josh Smith.
Yeah.
Like
third row of a Taylor Swift concert with his wife. Any other?
So I think he does. I think he's, but it is, I mean, well, yeah.
It's when you're absolutely terrifying.
Yeah.
I mean, we have a good group, but it was terrifying first coming up.
Yeah. Well, because you're trying to find your way and feel your way.
It's very intimidating around the whole lifestyle in general.
So. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's not normal.
No.
It's definitely not normal.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll wrap up. But first, Rev, we got to talk about Family Field Day.
Yes, Family Field Day. Speaking of going to the games, being at the ballpark, you too can go run around on the field that Josh Smith and the Rangers play on. Family Field Day returning to Globe Life Field on Saturday, June 29th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. I went last year and took the whole family. We had such a fun time. The kids still talk about it. You can beat the heat right now because it is friggin' hot. It has hit mid-June, and now at the ballpark, you don't have to be hot. You can go run around in the air conditioning, celebrate summer at the home of the world champions. The day will include fun activities for all members of the family, including catch on the field, yard games, inflatables, so much more, and the World Series championship trophy will be on site and available for photos. The event will also feature special appearances by Rangers captain and the Rangers six shooters, and there's VIP tickets available. With those VIP tickets, you can get early access beginning at 9 a.m., so you don't have to wait in any of the long lines for activities. Visit globelifefield.com/familyfieldday for tickets and more information, and we have a coupon code. It is MOMGAME in all caps when you're checking out to receive an exclusive discount offer. So much fun.
Yay. Field Day. Okay, we'll wrap things up. Claire, I want to know on the social media side, influencer, brand ambassador, content creator, what other than the Revolve Fest or Revolve thing, what's like your number, like your coolest, other than Pookie?
like coolest if experience.
If I go into the clubhouse today and call Josh Pookie, is he going to know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
100%.
I guarantee you a lot of those boys.
So
just because it went
viral. Film in the clubhouse, but I would love to like have a secret
recording. No, Josh would know who Pookie is. 1,000%.
Like, what's up, Pookie? Looking fire today.
Yes. People would know, I swear.
Like, can you imagine? Well,
it sounds like everyone but us probably knows.
He would think I'm so creepy. Like, what is Emily doing?
Yeah, you might get fired. I wouldn't do it.
saying I'm fired.
You might get fired.
Okay, so who's like, other than Pookie? And Revolve Fest.
I feel like goal-wise, Revolve Fest was my goal.
That was it. Okay.
Revolve Fest was like my, it was always like on my year goals, but to me, it was an unrealistic goal.
Okay.
So, no, when that happened, that was my biggest moment where I was like, okay, to me, I'm like,
I made it.
Yeah. I was like, this is what I have always wanted to do. And so, that was my big thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything else? Now that Revolve Fest is checked off,
I want to do a fashion week so bad, but I don't want to do do New York Fashion Week. I just want to like go to like a Love Shack Fancy event there. Like
a what?
Like a Love Shack Fancy. What's the brand?
Okay.
You know, like that super girly frilly brand with the florals and the ruffles.
Is that one of your favorites?
Like, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
One in Fort Worth, there's one in Legacy, and then there's another one.
There's one in Highland Park Village.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. It's the one with the store. Have you ever seen it with like the flowers all outside of the store?
You've definitely seen it. You just probably don't know what it is.
Right. Yes.
Okay.
But it's a high-end girly brand. Like their stuff is expensive.
Okay.
But if they had a show, like I just would want to go to like to my girly shows, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to like do the whole entire week because like just like Revolve Festival, like I didn't even go to Coachella.
Okay.
Like, too many things like that stress me out.
Yeah.
So I just like to go and just taste it.
Okay.
Yeah. No. So that's my next goal.
Okay. We'll put it out into the universe. Yeah. I have a feeling that what's it called? My girly brand. What is it? What's it called?
Love Shack.
Love Shack Fancy.
Oh.
My girly brand. What is Love Shack Fancy.
Love Shack Fancy?
I'll show it to you.
Okay. I've never felt dumber and less hip in my life.
Well, that's why we had Claire in today. Right, we need help. We need help with all of this.
I mean, imagine Love Shack Fancy is going to want to be a sponsor of the Mom Game, but you never know. And maybe the ladies from Love Shack Fancy watch the Mom Game or listen, and they'll see that this
maybe
is something
you want to do. I'm just looking at your LTK. Like, it's just so cute. You just have the cutest stuff.
It's very...
Are people just sending you, like... How do you choose what to wear in all of these?
So, I mean, I feel like the second I got married and started, like, having my own money, and, like, I could – that's when I feel like I really established my style. Because before, it's like, you can't – I'm not, like, shopping all the time on my parents' card. Like, it was just weird, you know?
Right.
So it was just, like, sharing stuff with sisters and, like, okay, yes, we'd buy a new dress for events. But just, like, whatever you thought was cute. Now I feel like I actually have a style, and I feel like I really got to establish that when I got married, and it was, like, all on my own.
Uh-huh.
So, but, yeah, it fell into, like, the very girly.
Very girly.
Because if you could see a picture of me when I was a child, it makes sense. Like, I had a bow this. Like,
okay.
Like, go over my head. Right. The other end. So it was definitely very full circle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I love it.
I love it too. Yeah. It's definitely in right now.
Yeah. And did you tell us where to find? We need to know where to find you.
I'm like the same username on everything, even LTK, even on all the Amazon, but like on Instagram and TikTok.
Do that on purpose? Because that's smart.
I didn't mean for it to happen, but it's Claire Couve Smith. Couve is like C-O-U-V. I made a name shortened. I just changed my Instagram name when I got married, but now people are like, oh, Claire Couve Smith. I'm like,
right.
Sure. Like,
sure.
Like, it's just like a three name that it's one syllable each. So I think people just say it all together. Like, people don't call me Claire. It's not Claire. It's certainly not Claire Smith. Like, people are like, Claire Couve Smith.
Claire Couve Smith.
Yeah. It just clicked.
I
don't know how, but that's me on everything.
Okay. Well, we'll check you out. I'll keep following you. So I can learn about all this hip.
I mean, look at these boots. She has the cutest boots.
Is it petite paloma?
I'm just over
it's
here.
It's the petite paloma boots.
I know. And I wanted to. I'm like, hey, look at me. I know. The Rangers, but they're like, you're not our target. Love you, but you're not our target.
Oh my god, I love it.
Yeah, I love it all. Love it all.
It's super cute. It's
Well,
see, it's something like that, like a cowgirl boot, and just making it girly.
Yeah. Love it.
You're adorable, Claire.
I'm feeling inspired by your fashion.
Yeah. Well, obviously, I'm
going to up our game.
Look at me with my pattern on pattern.
I love it.
It's called.
I love it.
Well, Claire, thanks so much for coming. It was fun. I hope you enjoyed it. It was fun.
It was fun.
So fun.
It was fun for us.
Yes.
So, yeah. Thanks for playing along with
us.
Yeah,
no. Thanks for having me.
Okay. We end every episode by looking into our camera, and then you throw up the peace signs. It's super cheesy. We're old. Just go with it. You say peace. No, we don't say peace out. We say Mom Game out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Kim Kardashian still uses a peace sign.
Does she?
I will forever use peace.
Okay, so who's your ultimate if you could meet anyone right before we go?
Oh, Hailey Bieber.
Hailey Bieber.
I mean, maybe Taylor Swift, but like Hailey Bieber.
Really?
Yeah, but Justin has to be with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now we're talking.
Maybe Kris Jenner.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Because, I would want to go have dinner with Kris Jenner, but I would want to meet and greet Hailey Bieber. Taylor.
Okay. And she's pregnant, right?
Yeah.
And so I guess they're not breaking up because they were, like, going to break up.
I know.
Pregnant.
It's, like, insane.
So yeah.
I never believe any of that.
So much drama.
I know.
Wait, Mom Game Out?
All right,
into
the game. Mm-hmm. Yep. Peace signs, Mom Game Out. 1, 2, 3.
Mom Game Out.
Mom Game Out.
The Mom Game is proud to partner with local GEICO offices, Victoria Elliott. Proudly serving your local community.